Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have all the latest on your agricultural markets here today. Coming up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there. Cattle traded choppy through most of the day with moderate pressure, while the overall lack of longer-term direction in the complex continued to drive sellers back into the market. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade. March corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were lower, too, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 48 points lower. NASDAQ down 13 points. In live cattle, futures held moderate losses despite remaining mixed through most of the day. The overall lack of follow-through buyer support, though, continued to drive additional pressure into the complex in front of closing bell. Cash cattle, though, was quiet with show lists mixed to slightly higher overall as traders continue to look for additional direction in bids developing later in the week. In feeder cattle, futures bounced higher and lower in mixed trade throughout the session as traders continued to focus on that overall lack of support there in the live cattle trade. Losses were seen at midday, though, from about 20 to 50 cents per hundredweight, which brought about some additional pressure late in the day. Grain futures, though, were mostly a little lower today, reflecting a more cautious tone on international markets after last week's rally. The dollar was weaker, but that didn't give a lift to commodities today. Instead, it appears to reflect a concern over the ability of the Trump administration to cut taxes and boost infrastructure spending. That, quote, reflation trade was a prime motivator behind the rush back into commodities recently. Corn prices, though, tried to firm following two-sided trade overnight. March rallied to the top of its channel and 200-day moving average. Soybeans moved lower for the third straight session on profit-taking, giving back some of that January rally. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mostly a little lower, with attempts to firm failing into the open in Europe. That set up a test of support by winter wheat contracts as Minneapolis tried to recover from a break below its steep rally line from the past month. That's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.